when there's too much of carbon dioxide and other so-called greenhouse gases, our atmosphere ends up turning into an oven where the sunlight enters the planet but doesn't end up leaving. Air pollution has a significant lifetime impact on your cognition, your breathing, your heart. You can get pulmonary disease.
And how much are we building? We started to look into these numbers. We are building the size of New York every month. I love architecture. I would love to practice it, but not like this. Air pollution essentially has two issues, right? One is how do you capture or collect it? And second is what do you do with it?
And our devices collect and store these pollutants. And that's why the aspiration is to figure out a logistics model, which will get these particulates collected across the city and given to Tejas.
We have a three-stage process that we work with. It is collect, process, build. So we collect the carbon from various partners. We work with a 200-year-old craft and artisans, and we build any plain pattern or customizable tiles over here. So that's essentially the larger process of collect, process, and build.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands that are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. With countries, the UN, and global organizations setting frameworks and targets to reduce carbon emissions, we cannot emphasize how important it is to work in cooperation and in partnership with adjacent businesses to achieve these goals. Today, we bring to you two energetic and mindful entrepreneurs who are doing just that. We have Angad Daryani of Pran, Clean Air for All, and Tejas Sidnal of Carbon Craft Design, products made with upcycled carbon. Tejas joins us from Hubli, India, and Angad joins us from Mumbai, India. Welcome, Tejas and Angad.
Thanks for having us. This is Angad.
Thank you for having us. This is Tejas reporting from Hubli.
We are recording this episode on November 21st, 2021, and COP26 is in progress in Glasgow, where world leaders and delegates are meeting to discuss how to tackle pressing issues regarding climate change and limit global warming. Tell our listeners, Angad specifically, how does carbon get into our atmosphere?
I think just from an evolutionary standpoint, you know, historically, whenever animals or specific reactions took place in nature, you know, just as how fundamental chemistry works, you have to have conservation of energy. And this conservation of energy in physics is often calculated as kilojoules or joules. But in the chemical world, you have to have same kind of conservation of energy, but that's sometimes done through breaking or forming different bonds in materials. So one such gas or material happens to be carbon. Mm-hmm. And in the atmosphere, the carbon we refer to as carbon dioxide. When there's too much of carbon dioxide and other so-called greenhouse gases, our atmosphere ends up turning into an oven where the sunlight enters the planet but doesn't end up leaving because this continues total internal reflection. And that's how our planet heats up. And that's what we're all trying to solve together as humanity.
So when you talk about greenhouse gases, which are the other gases besides carbon dioxide?
Yeah, I think the second most prominent one is methane. The source for emission for methane, one of the largest sources, cattle. That's why the beef industry is often taken into consideration because many of these cattle farms have high methane emissions.